It honestly can't get any better than this. Honestly, I just woke up and I made myself a cup of tea, and now I am here to tell all of you that we need to talk. And I would like to first say, don't worry, I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. Quitting is not on my mind for the script cabinet. But what is on my mind is my mental health and my security and my overall well-being. And for that, I would only like to wish for your respect as I list off all of the reasons why I haven't been posting in a month, and actually a bit longer than a month at this rate. I think the last thing I posted was a Sherlock Holmes audio, and that's on Reddit, because it's a not safe for work one. So go ahead, check that out. Find my index in the description if you're on YouTube. And if you're on Soundgasm, then sorry, find my YouTube. But sorry, I'm just rolling off on this. Okay, so first of all, holidays. They happened. And I'm sorry that I didn't wish anybody a Merry Christmas or a Happy Yule or a Merry Kwanzaa or a Happy Hanukkah or even a Happy New Year. Sorry, it's just, okay. The holidays just seem to be going on and on and on for me. It's not ending to me. And I'll tell you in a second. But this was my first time actually working during the holiday season. And you know that one poem that goes, holidays used to be my favorite holidays until retail derailed it? Well, now I finally understand. I'm going to have a sip of tea now. Sorry if that grossed you out. But anyway, the holidays aren't ending for me. Not because Valentine's Day is just around the corner, but my birthday is on January 14th. I'm going to be 24, and 24 is 1 year away from 25, which a lot of people put a lot of pressure on because, for me, holidays was always a time of year where I put a timestamp on my life and I reflect where I was last year and how I was last year and then how I'm feeling now and what I hope for the future. And it sucks. And because of that, I get very depressed around my birthday, and I've been dealing with that and a bunch of other shit. And now here's the kicker. Drum roll, please. My grandma died. And I thank you for your sympathy. I know what you're probably wondering. And she was 83 or 84. And when she was in hospice, she tested positive for COVID, even though she wasn't showing any symptoms. Just ever since she died, I've been dealing with a whole lot of family drama and family shit, and I've been recovering from it, and, like, you know, you really don't know a person until you see them grieving, and you really don't know the truth about your family until a very important person dies. And my mom had three brothers, and I don't want to dive into it, but I discovered something and I opened up a black hole, and my mom and I agreed to keep it a secret, but you guys are lucky because you guys don't really know me in real life. So I feel like I want to give you guys the pleasure and the honor of the glory of knowing this shitstorm of a story. So I was responsible for assembling the photo board for the funeral of my grandma. And I was going through the basement, going through all these boxes, and I found this shower bag, like a shower curtain bag, full of letters and postcards from all over the world. And when I was reading them, I found that they were addressed from my grandpa, who I never met, to my grandma or my mom when she was a kid in the 60s. And I was so amazed. I felt like I just made like an archaeological discovery about my family, because I never met my grandpa, and he died before I was really old enough to comprehend like the importance of family and all that. But I'm reading through all these letters, and he worked on shipyards. He worked on freighters, so he traveled all over the world. There were postcards from Hawaii, Paraguay, Mexico, Egypt, India, Florida, all these places. And then I told my mom about it, and she goes, "What? What are you talking about? What letters?" And so I showed them all to her, and she started like almost crying. And I'm like, "Mom, what's wrong?" And she said, "I thought that my dad just went on a ship and never came back. That's what my mom told me. That's what my grandma told her." So, no. Yeah, turns out my mom's whole perception of her father was a lie. So, like, just imagine this. Just imagine this. You are a sailor in the 1960s, and you are writing, supposedly, to your daughter. And you ship them off only for your granddaughter to find them 60 years later in the basement because your wife hid them from her mom. And that's sickening. I'm so mad about that, and I can't get any closure because they're dead. It's just, I learn all of these stories about how my grandma was a wicked woman, and I... There are a whole other things. Like, there's this one story my mom told me where my mom didn't put away her laundry fast enough, so my grandma took all the clothes from her closet and threw it out into the snow. Or my grandma, whenever she was drunk, she wasn't alcoholic in her 30s, she would, like, end her cigarette butts in the hands of my uncles. And she favored my cousins over me, and that was the worst thing that she had ever done to me. And nothing could compare to, like, Okay. I think I'm good. I just really had to get that out, and thanks for listening. Okay, but now for the main thing. So, I have audios in the works, and now that I have time, I do have time to record more, at least for now. So, I'd like to thank you for your patience, and so I would like to thank all of you for your patience as I get all of these in the works, and there are things in the works. I just need to find time and energy to actually edit them and put them out, because editing audios does take quite some time, and again, thank you for your patience, and thank you for 900 subscribers. I mean, honestly, I thank you very much for being here for me. Oh yeah, the last thing I wrote down was a Pornhub, so I don't care about Pornhub. That was just kind of a platform for other people to possibly find me and then possibly take in the energy to put in the effort to find me on YouTube and Reddit and all that jazz. But it came to my attention that Pornhub, I guess, did like some kind of clean sweep of their website. And one day I went on the account and everything was gone. All my videos, all like the photos that I put up on the channel, they were gone. So to my understanding, I guess they just did like this kind of default sweep. If you weren't verified, then none of your shit is on there anymore. Which, yeah, I wasn't verified. And to my knowledge, if you wanted to get verified, then you need to have like a proof of ID. And I'm sorry, I'm not giving Pornhub my ID. I think everybody can understand why I'm not comfortable with that. So I'm not posting the porn up anymore. So basically, all of the accounts I have right now are, like, the ones that I mainly use are YouTube, on Soundgasm, on Reddit. Those are my main things. And then I have a couple of other, like, social media platforms just to, like, save the name, you know, save the URL. Instagram, Twitter, but I don't go on those. Okay. Yeah, I feel like this ramble is getting quite long, so I'm going to end it here. But yes, things are in the works, and I'm going to make them work so that way they will not be stuck on my computer and not out into the universe. And thank you for everything, and you'll hear more from me soon.